We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting at the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. My time, what is the reason? We learned in the Mishnah all about Bafani Nechtam, that the Shliach has to say that he has to confirm that he saw the Ksiva, he saw the Chsima. Why? Why do you need that? So it's Machlokes, my time. Rabbi says the reason is, Fisha'im Bekin Lashma. He says the people of Medinas Yam were not Bnei Torah, and they did not know you have to write a get l'shma, and therefore worried that it won't be written l'shma. Therefore, the shliach walks in and says, "Fani nechtam," and now we know it's l'shma. I can ask me, "How you know it's l'shma?" He says, "Written in front of me." Zok Rashi, that therefore you'll ask him, "Was it written l'shma?" And he says, "Yes." That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat because Tosfos says that it doesn't say anywhere in Shas that you have to ask him if it's l'shma. It doesn't say anywhere in Shas getting like that. Therefore, he says that. That's one kasha. Another kasha, he says, why is that that's the difference between Rava and Rava? Why is that a kasha between Rava and Rava? Why is that the difference is if you have to ask? So therefore, Tosfos says, no, when you say Fani Nechtam, it's Stoma L'shma. He's saying, it was written correctly. So that's the Rava's pshat. Rava's pshat is the reason why you have to say Fani Nechtam, because it ain't Bikin L'shma, and you have to confirm that it was written L'shma. And in Eretz Yisrael, since they are Bnei Torah, you don't have to say it. That's what says at the end of Mishnah. Maybe you get married to Shaul, you don't have to say Fani Nechtam. Why not? Because they're Bekin L'shma. Rava Amal, Fisha'in Eidem Metsuyin L'kaimoy. Rava says the reason is different pshat. No, they are Bekin L'shma maybe, or we're not worried about Bekin L'shma. What we're worried about is, Ein Eidem Metsuyin L'kaimoy, that we're worried that he's going to come Tainet Mezuyif, and you're not going to have any Eidem to be found anywhere. Therefore, the Shliach comes and says, Fani Nechtam, and that's why we know it's not Mezuyif. And therefore, that will save us from the error. That will be a Kiyum Shtaris. It's one Eid, the Gemara will ask the Kasha. That one aid can't do that, Lachariah, but it's a key of stories by one aid because there's no aid, maybe no aid them around. Because in Medina Siyam, there's not so many caravans going from Medina Siyam to Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael to Medina Siyam. They go back and forth so much, and therefore, if the aid them are chutzlars, there's no chance to come to Eretz Yisrael. So, how are you going to be mekayim to aid them? And no one in Eretz Yisrael either knows these aid them because they're two different places. So, therefore, no one back and forth. Therefore, the Shliach comes and confirms that this is not Mezuyif, and therefore that will be like a Kiyum Shtaris. That's the two Pshatim, Rava and Rava. Now, Tosfos asked that Rava's Pshat in Bekin L'shma, so maybe you should say it wasn't written on Mechubar, or maybe it wasn't written at night. They're all different halachas. L'shma, that's the halacha you don't know. What's up with L'shma? That's his kasha. They're not Bnei Torah. They don't know any halachas. Why dafka L'shma? Why dafka that halacha out of all Hilchos Gittin? That's the one they don't know. That's Tosfos' question. Tosfos answers that they're no Gittin. But the drasha, kosav la, l'shma, that they don't believe in too much. Eh? It says l'shma in the Torah, it's kosav la, kosav la. They don't believe in that too much. And therefore, that's where they're not klarin, that they don't know. That they hear it, but they don't believe in it. And he says, the Gemara on Daf Hei says, achas lom, that means after they accepted that drasha. So Akapon, that's what is Rabba and Rava. What's the reason for Nechta, by Nechta? My B'nai, what's the nafkamila halacha between them? Ika benayu, three nafkaminas. Ika benayu da suyi beitrei. If there are two shluchim who will bring it. It's more than that, one shliach halacha, two shliach halacha, two shluchim, two agents. So if it's two agents that brought the get, so then, Zog Rashi, that even though there's no shiaris mitzuyos between the Medina Sayyam and Eretz Yisrael, but still, since you have here two edim, so they will be, they'll do the kiyim. They'll make the, they'll, if they need a kiyim, they'll do the kiyim. That's why if you have two edim, obviously, if you ever need a problem, you'll get the two edim. But so there's the one kasha like Mordechai's asking, like, you know, hold them in jail now until everything's clear. Like, what do you do? They go back home. They go somewhere else. They'll disappear. What does it help them to aid them? That's one kasha. Tosfos asks, and the Rashi has a different kasha. Who said they know the chasimus aid them? They're two UPS drivers. Like, who said they have any shaykhs today? Like, who said they don't aid them? Like, that's a pella. That kasha bothered me very much. Also, the Rashi has the kasha. That the Rivash actually answers on that. That Sistoma, we assume the two aid them, the two shluch. Watch the Eidim also, but Akapanim, it's a pal of the Kash to Kash Rashi. Therefore, Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos says a different pshat. That Rashi's pshat is that if instead of one shliach, there's two shluchim, it means two agents, two guys are agents from the Baal to bring the get. So Rashi says, okay, now you don't have to say Fani Nechtam, why? If you're Rava, why not? Because you have here to aid them to Kim Shor, especially if you're Rabba, Shaila Vashma. Yeah, it's a problem of Shma. You have to say, Fani Nechtam. But if you're Rava, that's Ein Eidim and Tsuyim Lekaimai, So then, if Eidim is Kaim, Malachar, you have Eidim here. That's what Rashi says. You have two Eidim. The Eidim came with two Eidim standing here. So that place is asked, that who said the Eidim are going to stay here? So you still have a problem, and you're not going to find anyone else. And number two is, the way I'm asking, and the Rashi asked the Kasha, is that Malachar, who said they know the Eidim? So if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos has a different pshat with a reverse pshat. So the Farash Yiva, the Asuya Beitrei, Tosfos the Masla Asuya. But the Farash Yiva, Asuya Beitrei, V'Amasha Baal Sholchem. No, the two Edom are like this. The two Edom say that the Baal, they're saying Edis, they're walking and saying the Baal sent me. And therefore, he's not believed anymore to say, oh, it's a forgery, I never sent them. Because just like they, if they walk in and say that they saw her get divorced, that would be enough of Edis. See, here also, these two Edim are saying that the Baal sent me. So that already is a Raya, it's not Mezuyev, because the Baal may be a Shliach to bring the get. Obviously, it's not Mezuyev. And therefore, that's a Mezuyev Beitrei. If he rabbi needs lishma, still missing lishma because they have amaratzim. But that would be nafkamina according to Tosfos. That's the first nafkamina between Rava and Rabba. Asuya betray. Nafkamina on two. Inami meredina medina yisrael. Nafkamina pasul nafkamina. If two medinas are yisrael, where it's not shiyaros mitzuyos. Let's see, Yehuda and Gaul, like Rashi says, Yehuda and Gaul, where people don't go back and forth. So if you rabba, you don't need funny nafkamina. Why? Everyone's talmud chacham are yisrael. Masha enke. If you learn shiyaros mitzuyos, that you worried about kiyum shtaros, he's going to say it's mitzuyev. So if you rabba, you have to say funny nafkamina. Because no one goes with the goal. So in Eretz Yisrael, Medina, you need it. Oh, very good kasha. The Mishnah says not like that. So that's what you have to see. The Gemara Dalam Beis will ask all these questions from the Mishnah that sound like one's right to Rava, one's right to Rava. Yeah, it's a very good question. The Chara Mishnah says you don't have to say Eretz Yisrael. Here's saying if you're Rava, you do have to say Eretz Yisrael. It's Medina, Medina. We have to actually have Gemunya like Gemunya in the Mishnah, which is a right to Rava. Okay, Nami. But Oysa Medina Yisrael. Another nafkamina is in the same city, in Medina Yisrael. So there, according to Rabbi, you have to say, because still the Maisim not the king of Mishma. But according to Rabbi, they're in the same city. There's no Shalos, Yaros, Mitzuyos, then you won't have to say. That's not an nafkamina. So three nafkaminas. If two Edom come, or if it's two Medinas in Eretz Yisrael, where they don't go back and forth in Eretz Yisrael, or in the same Medina in Medina Yisrael. So according to Rabbi, you have to say in Medina Yisrael. According to Rabbi, you don't have to say. Those are three nafkaminas. Zokta Gemara. Now we have a kasha. The rabba don't fi shem bikin lishma. The fi rabba that holds that the reason why you say funny nechta is not bikin lishma. The boy trei. She need two edim. Me the hava call edim shem b'tayra. This is all edis in the Torah. Like Torah speaks out, all edis in the Torah means by dina nefashis, dina mamonis. You always need two edim. Everything in edis in the Torah is two edim. So all of a sudden over here, why would one edim be enough to say that it's lishma? We're asking a rabba first, then we'll ask a rabba later. Rabba l'chayra, he says you have to say lishma. What does one edim help? One edim is nothing. Zakti Gemara, eid echanem bisurim. No, we have a klal, eid echan nemon bisurim. One eid is nemon in Issa. When it comes to Issa, eid echan nemon. Here we're talking about isurim, the Issa of Eish Yisish. So one eid is nemon bisurim. Now what's the makar, eid echanem bisurim?
It's on its own, right?
One eid echanem bisurim, don't be owned. Eid echanem bisurim, what's the makar for that? The makar for that is that if you go to someone's house and he serves you tshuva and he serves you food, meat, who said it was geshachten, who said it was gemeisert? Teretz is, we never said in the Torah you can't eat at someone's house. Teretz is, Rashi says, right, erechanam v'yisurim. So this is probably Moshe's kasha, l'chayra, there's b'yadai. Those things are all b'yadai to do it. So why is that a right to erechanam v'yisurim if it's not b'yadai? Those things you could do yourself, so that's why you're not. So that's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos' different makar. Tosfos' makar is that how do you ever trust, how does someone trust his wife that she's not a nida? She made a bedikah herself and she counted herself. And he said, who said? Mehecha teisa. But her pasuk says, suffer law. She counted herself. Suffer law la'atzma. So that's a raya. Eirecha nemen b'isurim. B'isurim nida. Eirecha is nema. Eirecha is nema. So this is the makar. Teisa learns from suffer law. Rashi learns from ma'isim b'chol yoyim. So the Gemara is saying over here that the eirecha is nema. Why? Because eirecha nema b'isurim.
Well, this is the case that eirecha is the person himself is
the eight. What? Right, so why is it better? It's worse if it's the eight. It's about davar. He's in the game of davar. Why? What's the svara? What's the svara? Why should he be more nemen than someone else? You're about davar. So that's not a svara. So that's not. Of course you do. Of course you do. Of course you do. Erech nem v'isurim. Of course. With someone else, even someone else, yes. Anyone can watch the story thing. Everyone knows whoever sees it. Is Eirechad.
One aid comes says that somebody wasn't a man,
was
not a lady. They both
Mazana. Yeah. That's a good kasha. Excellent kasha. Yeah. Right now, yes. Eirechad misurim. 100%. Yeah. Right now, it'll be awesome. Yeah. That you'll see in a second. Eidach adam bisurim. So the chayra, so that's what we're saying over here, that eidach will be naman. So Maish is asking, even davash be'erva? Yeah, right now. Even davash be'erva will be naman eidach. That's what we're assuming right now. Eimar, by dinim amanis, dinim fashas. Want to kill someone or attack, or dinim amanis, that's what we're holding right now. But don't worry, don't think that's the halacha. It's not going to be the halacha. But that's what we're saying right now. Eidach adam bisurim. So that's why one person will be naman on a get. Zok tomorrow, no, it's no shaykhs. Aimer the mean erech and besurim, can chaticha, suffix shal chaleb, suffix shal shuman. You have a chaticha in front of you. You know, it's chaleb shal shuman, and the aid comes and says that this is shuman, not chaleb, he's believed. Why? The loy is chazik as surah. There you don't know for sure that there's chaleb here. You're not sure what it is. I have a halacha, but here, there's chazik as surah, the eish ish. Here you have a eish ish. It's a chazik as surah. You know there's an isser here. And there's a shayla l'girsa. Have a davar shvarva or ve have a davar shvarva. Ve ain davar shvarva pachas mishnayim. So a shayla, maybe two reasons or one reason. It's a shayla and the mishnayim. But either it's two reasons. It'll be like this. One reason why it's not a dimyon is because here it's a schazik esura. By a schazik esura, so there you don't say erech lam visurim. It means if you know it's a vada iser, there's no erech lam visurim. I can ask me some of those cases we said. For example, let's say a behema. Behema is a vada iser until you shecht it. Or a tevel is vada tevel until you shecht it. That you have, Rashi speaks out, there since it's biyada, you never even by his chazik. But here, in this case, it's not biyada, and it's not biyada of the shliach, and it's a eshes ish, so it's a chazik asura. And number two, the taina is, it's a davar shebe'erva. And davar shebe'erva, we learned out the mesekhla saita, we just learned it, mesekhla saita, davar, davar, mimaman. It says, kimotsu be'erva as davar, and it says, by saita, pishnayim, edim, yakum davar, just like by edim, you need, just like by mamanis, you need two edim, or so by davar shebe'erva, you need two edim. So it's a second taina, two tainas. One taina is that it's chazik asura, another taina davar shvarva. Or some learn that it's chazik asura alone is not enough of a taina. You also need davar shvarva. But either way, a davar shvarva needs two, which means when it comes to ishus marriage, it needs two edim. That what I'm saying. These marriages is a fuke the halacha of nida. Nida by sefer la'atzma is not considered davar shvarva because she's that one. That's not davar shvarva. Davar shvarva has when it's something to do with ishus, with the marriage. Neither is after someone's married, is issa neither, huh? So it has to do with marriage also, because she was a zana while she was an ishus ish. It has to do with the connection, huh? That's zeres kosev. Yeah, it's not the erech and misurim there. There's a special pasuk that there's no aid. There's no aid. It says there the ain aid. The aid means to aid him there. That's why it's zeres kosev there. But really, that would be called davar shvarva. Akaponim davar shvarva needs two. So the Gemara's question now back is shver. How in the world is one aid neman to say that? Funny, nechtam is written l'shma. It's davar shvarva, and one aid is not neman by davar shvarva. Sef for the Gemara roiv bekimein. Really, roiv. People, even in Chutz La'aretz, are b'kiyim, they know the halacha, and really it should not be choshesh. Afilu Rameyah, the chayesh miyuta, even if you're a mayor who all over Shas, like Masechtas Yevamos, is chayesh for a miyut, and he holds that therefore there's no chalitza or yivim between a katan and a ketana, because maybe one of them will be nimsa saris, one will be nimsa islands, you know, it's a very far-fetched case, but we're chayesh for miyuta. But here, you want to be chayesh for miyuta. Why? Because tam safri the daini, migmer gmiri. The Stam person writing a get is written very, it's hard, not so easy to write a get. Most Tayyonim write a get, all of them are they know Lashma. They know Halacha of Lashma. And therefore, it's a miyat the miyuta. It's a mamash of a very small miyat. So really, there's no reason, even in Chutz La'aretz, to be chayshish for Lashma. Because Roy Bekim, and for sure the Tayyonim are Bekim. So what's the problem? Rabbanon, who the Atzrich. Rabbanon made a takana the Rabbanon that you need to have a confirmation or certification that it's a shema. That, therefore, it's a rabbanon. It's a rabbanon de gitzayrich. Rashi speaks out. Rabbanon de atzrich lemecha shemilsam shem deika de ashka kosav aimid. Because maybe someone will find a star that's written exactly and he'll use it. That's the problem. So it's a chashash. That's how Rashi learns, which is a pella. Rashi learns like a real chashash to rabbanon. Tosfos and their maskal of fi learns that there's no real chashash because roi v'kiyemim there's no chashash. The whole chash is a las ba'alma, that maybe the Baal will come in, and since the ishach of musik, of not knowing Lashma, the very small miyat, he'll walk in and say, yeah, I'm from that miyat. I never knew Lashma. I forgot all about it, and I got it written by a regular sefer, didn't know Lashma. So we're worried about a las. We're just worried the Baal will come in and make up a story. That's why we need certification. But either way, the Rabbanu or Matzrich, either because it's a real chash, a very small one, but there's a chash, or because you're worried for Laz. But really, Medaraisa, Ikra Adin, you don't need anything. It's right. There's a right. So here, so now the Rabbanan said you need it now. So you're going to need it. The Chayyus need to aid them. Because usually when Rabbanan make a takana, so the day of Matzuchet, so usually takana is Kayim Taira. So you need aid them. But Meshum Aguna, Vahachum Meshum Aguna, Kila Barabbanan. He'll worry about Aguna. If you had to have two aid them, so what happened is that you have to find two aid them to go to Eretz Yisrael to bring the get. That's a big job already. Get two aid them, and what's going to happen? She's going to sit there without her get for longer because you need two aid them. So therefore, as Aguna, they allowed you to bring one eight. There you go, there we go. So therefore, 1 8 them say fali nechta, fali nechta. Freit the Gemara, hai kulu hu, chumru. That's not a kula, that's a chumra. Because you're making a chumra by making him find 1 8 to say fali nechta, fali nechta. That's what you're doing. That's going to make it worse. Why? The matzuchai tray, if you make him bring two edim, li'osi ba'am a'ara apostle. The Baal wouldn't, if the Baal came a'ara, would not become apostle. So the Baal can't come and pass anymore. Chad, but if now it's 1 8, osi ba'am a'ara apostle. Now the Baal will come and pass it. Why will he pass it? Zagrashi. The matzuch tray, Zagrashi, Sekarashi, on top, le'meimar, le'shma, sulim, osi ba'am a'ara. Hashta osi ma'ara, v'uki chad le'bahadi chad. Rashi learns that what's going to happen is that this Esef HaNechta, the Baal comes say it was not written Lishma, and it's his word against her word, they cancel each other out, now he left without the Takana of HaNechta, so it's a repulsal. That's what Rashi learns. On that they ask, what do you mean? There's a din, the Komakam Shemina Tarei Recha, Tarei Kashnayim, here the Rabbanan said it, the it is good, so it's like two. So Taisus learns a little different. Taisus learns to be a laz. If you have two edim shut down a laz. Two edim say there's something like that. The Baal can come and scream till he's blue in the face. No one's going to listen to him. Masha'inkin, if it's one, so there'll be a laz. And therefore, the Gemara is asking that you made this takana, they worry about lishma, you worry about ir. Making one aid is a chumro, because you're making him find the aid to say find nechtav, and even that is not, and that's not going to work. So the Gemara, yes, it is going to work. Why? It is going to work. Kim da amar, b'fnei kama nois nilav. It says later on in the Gemara that when the shliach delivers the get, he has to do it in front of either two edim or three edim or a bezdin. It's like a bezdin of two, a bezdin of three. Fekamanos la rabbi yechon rabbi yechon afne beis chanam afne gimel mikara meidik daik li osi leruy nafshei. Therefore, he's very careful when he gives her that get, and he knows exactly what he's saying. That's a shema, and he's going to be very careful. This is the way it is, and he knows for sure the baal's not coming out when he says this, because he doesn't want to embarrass himself and make himself. He's a bad shliach. He slept the oi there a get. He does it in front of two people or three people, and then they say, "Hey, it's not true." He's very careful. He's only doing this if he's sure that the baal wants to give a get, and the get was written b'kashrus. And therefore, Zog Rashi, that even if the baal's ma'irer, he's neman, because this is a chazaka that he was very medactic, and therefore he's believed more than the Baal. There's no chad v'chad v'chad. He's believed more than the Baal, and it won't be any laz either, because there's a chazaka over here that when he gives it, he's medactic, and therefore, because he doesn't want to ruin his status as being a very professional shliach, and therefore, he's neman, therefore not worried about any error when the aid comes. So bottom line is, the Gemara the Kasha on Rabbah, that how is one aid neman for nechtav to say l'shma? You need to aid them. Smart try to say Eidach and Mesurim. So no, Dovah Shavavra. Smart's answer is that really you don't need anything because you really have right. But here the Rabbanan said that you need something, and they will make all Meshumiguna to have one aid. And not only that, since this aid gives in front of a Bezdin or in front of two, therefore he's very medactan, he'll be believed Kenega the Baal.